Okay.
Is that close enough?
Yeah. 397?
Yeah.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the City Council Chambers. We're very glad that you're here. For those of you that are new to the process, just a few housekeeping items that I say at the beginning of most meetings. Under local law, if you're here representing an organization or a business, you need to state your name and what organization you're representing. If you're commonly associated with an organization and you're here representing your own opinions, it can be very helpful just to explain you're representing your own opinion. You will have the clock on that big piece of wood. We'll time you if you're an invited panelist. We are very glad you're here. You're going to be timed as well because we're going to keep the evening moving. There's no clapping. There's no hollering. There's no hooting. There's no jumping from the balcony. So we're really glad that you're here. Carla, how are you?
I'm fine. Thank you.
Good. Can you please call the roll?
Fish, Saltzman, Leonard.
Here.
Fritz.
Here.
Adams.
Here. Can you please read the title for item number 2397?
Adopt the Portland Plan as strategic plan to guide the future city decisions.
Would staff please come forward? Prosperous, educated, healthy, equitable, taken together, these are the four interlocking goals of the Portland Plan and are the building blocks of a self-reliant city, a Portland where all people truly thrive. Over 2 years, more than 300 public events and 20,000 comments from residents, workers, businesses, folks in neighborhoods, nonprofits have all come together to create a base of facts, community wisdom, and buy-in from more than 20 public agency partners. The Portland Plan includes the four interrelated strategies, along with 12 specific measures to provide public accountability for real results. If you can find another city in North America that has 12 measures of accountability, I will buy you a cup of Stumptown coffee. It is unusual to have a holistic strategic plan like this that is as specific and accountable as this draft plan is. It is also unusual, as you will hear, for a plan to be built on a foundation, each element of it look through the lens of, choose your own metaphor, but it's about equity and provides direction for improving the way the city and our partners work. We didn't wait to finish the plan and began taking action. On the 128 five-year action items, we acted and planned as we went, including in the first 6 months of this council adopting the first economic development strategy in 16 years, setting a goal of creating over 10,000 new jobs. And thanks to the great work of the Portland Development Commission, thanks to the Greater Portland, Inc., partnerships with neighborhood associations, business associations, the Brookings Institution, we have already exceeded our goal of 10,000 new jobs in 5 years. We've exceeded the goal, and we have a lot more work to do. What is ahead is to double our exports in the next 5 years. We also, for example, with the merging of three community-based organizations and deep partnership with school districts across the county, a lot of nonprofits. We merged three other organizations to create All Hands Raised. And the Cradle to Career strategy that has helped, despite very deep budget cuts over the past 4 years in Portland area schools. And despite those cuts, the class of 2011 had a 10% increase in the high school graduation rate than the year before. So we have planned, we have acted, we have approved the equity portion of this strategy already in a provisional basis and created an office of equity and an emerging equity strategy. And this all taken together will help the 20 public agencies that have been our partners to spend the $8 billion that is that government spends in the 146 square miles that is the city of Portland, $8 billion annually. It'll, among 20 agencies, it will help them spend that those resources better. Because at the core, the Portland plan assumes that resources in the next 5 years, in the next 25 years, will continue to be very, very difficult to come by. We have to do better with what we already have. So I'm very pleased today for council consideration. We won't be voting today. We'll be voting next week. But I'm very pleased today for council consideration to put this forward. And I am pleased to introduce the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability Director, Susan Anderson, Chief Planner Joe Zinder, who are here to walk us through some of the details. And that'll be followed by invited testimony and then public testimony.
Good evening. Thank you, Mayor, Council. Susan Anderson, Director of the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability. And with me is Joe Zinder, Chief Planner, and Eric Engstrom, Principal Planner and Project Lead. It's my honor and privilege to bring to you tonight the Portland Plan. On behalf of literally thousands of people who helped to craft the strategic plan. You know, 30 years ago, another mayor and another city council sat in the seats you're sitting in, and they crafted their own plan, and we are the beneficiaries of their great foresight and their innovative thinking. While the rest of the of America's cities are sprawling across the countryside 30 years ago, they created a plan to spark urban development and limit sprawl, to fund light rail and parks, and promote distinct neighborhoods. That plan succeeded beyond what most people thought possible and helped to make Portland literally America's urban laboratory and a showcase for how good planning can succeed. So now, 30 years later, you all have the opportunity to set the stage for a new chapter in Portland's history, to adopt a strategy and literally a roadmap for Portland for the next 25 years, a plan that is focused on people with equity at its core. When the last plan was created, they focused on questions like, how can we revitalize downtown? And should we build highways or mass transit? This time we know we can't just focus on the physical structure. While many people around the world think of Portland, and when they think of it, they think of a place where everybody rides bikes and streetcars and we're all well-educated and we eat organic food and there's coffee and brew pubs on every corner. And we know that that's just one picture of Portland. The rest of the picture shows a place with steep high school dropout rates, high unemployment, especially for people of color, rising health problems from obesity and asthma, and a huge backlog of maintenance for streets and parks. And these realities caused us to craft a plan in a different way, to focus on people and what they need, and then propose a set of tools using land use planning, financial tools, technical assistance, urban design, education, and training to address those issues. To create the plan, people told us what they cared about. So 20,000 people replied to surveys and sent in comments, and more than 5,000 people came to over 300 meetings and community events and told us what they want, and not in a big vision way, but in a practical way. They want sidewalks in East Portland. They want their kids to finish high school. They need a job or affordable daycare, or they need more frequent transit. Teens need a bus pass to get to school, and they want a park nearby. And businesses want streamlined regulations so their companies can flourish while still protecting the environment. And finally, people want equity, and they want access to real opportunities, opportunities to learn, opportunities to work, and opportunities to advance. And it's amazing how people from all parts of the city and all walks of life consistently brought up this issue to us during the conversations, to the point where it actually became the overriding framework for the plan. People recognize clearly that the future Portland will be a racially, ethnically, and age-diverse city, and that each part of the city is very different, and that one size doesn't fit all. With that in mind, Portlanders told us that we will win when everyone can achieve their full potential, and it makes the community stronger, and it makes the community more prosperous and more resilient. So this is a different kind of plan. It's strategic. It's not comprehensive. It's measurable and it's goal-driven, and it centers on four things. It centers on equity. It centers on business prosperity and affordability, on educated residents who are ready and trained to succeed, and healthy people living in healthy, connected neighborhoods. From the beginning, we realized that this plan could not succeed if it was just about city government. So the plan was built by 20 agency partners. Our job, the city's job, is to convene the partners and to ensure that we align our goals and financial resources as much as possible. It just makes sense to leverage resources for the most benefit and the least cost. In addition, our job is also to work closely to inspire and assist private companies, nonprofits, and residents to achieve our joint objectives. This plan will really only succeed not just with the 20 partners, but with our business partners, with neighborhoods, with students, with residents, with everyone in the community. So to find out how you can all get involved, you can go to myportlandplan.com, and you can find that online. There you'll find suggestions for how you can take action, whether you're a business, a resident, a nonprofit, a school teacher, or working in some kind of other organization. You can find ideas for taking action there. You know, in closing, after working for now almost 30-something years, I've found that leverage is an amazing tool. And by aligning our actions, public and private, we can go much further, and we can get there much faster. So what will the city be like in 25 years if we actually achieve all of these goals? Well, instead of wading through the document now with you, and so that we can get to the folks who are here to testify, we have a video that tells that story. So I'd like to show the video, and then Joe Zender will provide a little bit of brief background and overview of the plan.
A city is only as good as its last plan. And Portland's last plan brought to life some of our city's greatest strengths over the last 30 years. It laid the groundwork for one of the country's best transportation networks and helped build a vibrant central city. To create a new plan, we asked Portlanders what they need from their city tomorrow. 2 years, more than 20,000 comments, over 20 partner agencies, and stacks of research have made it clear. Only 60% of our students graduate on time, even fewer for youth of color and in poverty. Nearly 25% of Multnomah County households are considered working poor, and job growth remains stagnant while chronic disease rates are on the rise. These were problems we couldn't foresee 30 years ago. Portland needs a new plan to improve education, create living wage jobs, and support diverse communities. A plan for people with equity as its goal and at its core. What we need is the Portland Plan. Meet 8-year-old Sarah Ramirez. Suppose that instead of living far away from her school, a grocery store, public transportation, and a safe place to play, she has a home near her school, bike lanes so she can ride to the nearby park, and a local market where her parents can buy healthy food. Every morning, Sarah's dad drops her off at school on his way to work. Sarah needs opportunities to reach her full potential. Great public education and after-school programs inspire Sarah's dream of being a scientist. The support Sarah's family and community has invested in her allows her to attend college. At college, Sarah excels and lands a well-paying job in a medical lab. As an adult, Sarah enjoys hiking in Forest Park with her family. There, she teaches her son how to care for the environment. Sarah's success has opened up even more opportunities for him. As families like Sarah's flourish, entire neighborhoods and communities are transformed. Businesses prosper. Jobs are created. Portlanders earn more money and spend it within the city, so resources stay in the community and are reinvested in education, jobs, healthier people, safe streets, and greener environments for everyone. In short, a more prosperous and educated, healthy and equitable Portland. So what can we do today to bring this vision to life?
The Portland Plan was created by a community of partners for a city that will be more prosperous and healthy for everyone.
I'm committed to a 100% graduation rate for all of Portland's K-12 students.
To fostering neighborhood business growth and creating new jobs across the city.
To an equitable Portland where every person has a chance to succeed.
I'm committed to moving Portland's great public transit system forward and making it a model for the 21st century.
To improving public health for everyone in our community.
To supporting communities around our city through higher education opportunities. to creating even healthier rivers and streams and ensuring that every Portlander has access to parks, trails, and natural areas where they work, live, and play.
I am committed to helping my fellow youth to make this plan happen.
Portland, this is your plan. Learn more about the plan and how to get involved at pdxplan.com.
So now Joe will go through some of the points of the plan. You know, I was at the American Planning Association meeting just a few days ago in LA, and I showed this and did sort of a presentation, and the focus of my presentation was how do you make land use planning something that's interesting to anybody else? And because it was just, hundreds and hundreds of planners there, and the focus ended up being around how do you take these issues where everyone else in the room was talking about reducing VMT or, structure and transit-oriented development and making those into words that people care about? And I just think through the 20,000 comments, I think that's where we started, just like other cities. We started with talking about housing and transit and land use and, very basics, and ended up talking about people. And so I think, you look at this, and that video is for folks here, but it's also for sort of the rest of the country to come and hear what we're doing in Portland.
Well, thank you. Great. So quickly, just the elements of the Portland plan. As you've heard, we over the last 3 years, we've built this strategic plan by grounding it in a shared understanding of the conditions and trends and issues that we face. We gathered community ideas. You've already heard about the number of comments and the number of meetings. We used surveys to every household. We used social media. We even had in national experts in the Inspiring Communities speaker series. And we placed extra emphasis on reaching groups that in the past have been less involved in city plans and decision-making. And we did this by working with the diversity and civic leadership partners. We built this plan with other public sector partners who collectively spend around $8 billion annually on projects and programs that are related to Portland plan priorities. And we also built a plan that incorporates the strategic priorities of the city's bureaus as partners as well. And what we produced in the Portland plan are three integrated strategies built on a foundation of increasing equity and reducing systemic disparities. The first of these strategies is thriving and educated youth, and it's focused on getting all youth what they need to succeed. It reiterates our commitment to the Cradle to Career initiative, and it also calls on and actually has started to produce partnerships with school districts and higher education to find new ways of working together to create the conditions that support youth. At the same time, those institutions are focused on their primary mission, which is the education of our youth. The second strategy, the economic prosperity and affordability strategy, links business growth and success with increased opportunities for the prosperity of Portland households. So it's making that link. It reiterates our support of the city's economic development strategy and the Bureau of Housing strategic plan. The third strategy, Healthy Connected City, focuses on designing and developing the city's neighborhoods to be more supportive of human and environmental health, especially by promoting the development of more complete, walkable, equitable 20-minute neighborhoods. And the framework, the Portland Plan's framework for equity, puts the concern for reducing systemic disparities front and center in city decision-making and operations, as well as in the priorities set in those three strategies I just described. The 12 measures of success bring accountability to the plan by ensuring that we track and evaluate the progress that we're making towards the critical outcomes that we need to be a prosperous, educated, healthy, and equitable city. And as a strategic plan, the Portland Plan will be implemented by the collective actions taken by Portland Plan partners in future budget and policy decisions. But it also proposes a set of actions to be undertaken over the next 5 years as a starting place, while leaving room for future innovations and course corrections to stay a living strategic plan for the city. So that's a quick overview of the Portland Plan, and it's been an ambitious effort undertaken in tough times, but we know that if we're going to succeed, if we're going to tackle these key challenges that the plan laid out for us, we need a plan to guide us. So thanks.
Thank you all very much. All right, our first panel, could I please have Andre Baugh, chair of the Portland Planning and Sustainability Commission, Scott Andrews, the chair of the Portland Development Commission, Jack Graham, the chief administrative officer for the City of Portland, Amalia Alacon de Morris, the director of the Office of Neighborhood Involvement. Welcome, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mayor. Andre Baugh, Chair of Planning and Sustainability Commission. The Portland Plan is a framework for Portlander's future. The Portland Plan represents a partnership with over 20 partners, as you've heard, to better this great city of ours. It takes into account the fiscal restraint necessary to implement the plan in today's times. However, the financial concerns did not blunt our aspirations, the Portland aspirations in the development, or inhibit the innovation that will benefit the city in the long term. The plan lays a path to prosperity, short and long term, that includes all neighborhoods, which is the equitable component for prosperity. It's a plan that recognizes the intrinsic value of our natural environment, and it's a plan that sets forth a path to improved health and education in our community, and it holds us accountable in achieving these few goals in an equitable manner. It is also not a rigid plan. It is flexible, has a structure built to meet changing times, and a foundation for Portlanders to build upon. The plan recognizes that an increasing diverse population and partners need and must work together for prosperity and a future we desire. There's just a recognition that this plan is going to have partners. We can't do it alone. The plan is the essence of Portlanders. The process that the Portland Planning and Sustainability Commission went through embraces debate, in-depth discussion, and encouraged a range of input in crafting the plan. So as you consider the Portland Plan and listen to testimony, I would like you to keep in mind four values, lenses, as you've heard, that the plan is built upon that will guide over the next 25 years. Healthy, meaning active, vibrant neighborhoods have services close that promote walking, biking, parks, and nature that are valued and available to all. Prosperous, sustaining a business climate that grows existing businesses, creates new businesses, and opportunities for all. Prosperity that is affordable for all. Educated, a quality education and training for all. We must educate and train our youth for the jobs and businesses we desire to grow. Equitable, a value that ensures an increasing diverse population has opportunities and all Portlanders benefit from all of the other values and can participate in all of prosperity, education, and our environment. Each of these lenses or values seem fairly simple, but are very complex and in their meaning have a relationship and an interdependence so that they can't actually work alone, but they have to work together with our partners. As a chair of the Planning and Sustainability Commission, I recommend that you adopt the plan. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair.
Mayor, commissioners, as you well know, I'm Scott Andrews, chairman of the Portland Development Commission. I'm very pleased to be here to support the Portland Plan on behalf of PDC. We much appreciated the opportunity to be included in the development of the plan, and I especially want to acknowledge the mayor's leadership in laying out a new strategic plan for the city that has prosperity and equity at its core. As this plan makes clear, to move 90% of Portlanders to economic self-sufficiency, increase our exports, and grow 150,000 jobs by 2035, all of us, public agencies, the private sector, workforce training organizations, and institutions of higher education are going to need to work from the same playbook. This plan draws deeply from the city's five-year economic development strategy, as well as PDC's neighborhood economic development strategy. Together, the plans reinforce the need to take concrete steps to spur traded sector job growth and entrepreneurship, drive urban innovation, and foster neighborhood business vitality, especially for those communities that need it the most. Recent initiatives, from the Greater Portland Metro Export Initiative to the creation of Main Street URAs in Northeast and North Portland, our partnerships with PSU and OHSU, to the diversity of our contractors and workforce when we do projects, to technical assistance focusing on businesses owned by people of color. All of these initiatives come from this joint playbook, and they're going to help us meet our shared goals. So I encourage you to adopt this plan, and we look forward to continuing to work with you and our partners to make Portland a great place to live, work, and grow businesses. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Director. Mr. Chair, Ms. Director.
Good evening, Mayor and Commissioners. My name is Amalia Alarcón de Morris. I'm the Director of the Office of Neighborhood Involvement. A long time ago, I remember a conversation with former Mayor Tom Potter about the Portland Plan late in his tenure. He wanted to push through bureau silos and bring more community to the table to discuss the Portland Plan development. Having very limited experience working with the then Planning Bureau, I remember having no idea how I might help or approach that. Enter Mayor Sam Adams and new Director Susan Anderson. With the Portland Plan being one of her first orders of business, BPS began to reach out to many bureaus to get involved with the Portland Plan through the TAGs. In my bureau, Afifa Ahmed Shafi, Jerry Williams, and Paul Leisner are three of the people that were most involved in those early stages of the development. Then the co-chair position for the Equity, Civic Engagement, and Quality of Life TAG became vacant, and Commissioner Fritz, during one of her check-ins, suggested to Joe Zender that he consider making me a co-chair. I can only imagine what was going through Joe's mind at that moment, but he kindly invited me on board anyway. ONI participation in the leadership of the Portland Plan Equity TAG allowed expansion of the TAG membership to include a number of community representatives.
Can you just tell folks at home what a TAG is?
Oh, it's a technical advisory group. Thank you. ONI, see, collaboration still. This led to the participation of community members led to the inclusion of equity as an overarching lens for the Portland Plan, something that ONI staff are proud to have had the opportunity to support. Now, early on in our development, ONI had very little to do with the development of BPS's community involvement strategy. But during the course of the Portland Plan development, BPS staff and ONI staff developed relationships and began to work more and more closely together. BPS benefited from ONI's strategic advice and contacts and relationships with community organizations, and ONI benefited by being able to help our community partners work more effectively with BPS and have a greater voice in the development of the Portland Plan. This collaborative model is a strong model for effective engagement and planning that is truly grounded in the needs and priorities of the community, and it's one that's being replicated in the development of the comp plan PEGs. Policy expert groups. I knew that. BPS and ONI staff now have a very strong working relationship. Working with Joe Zender, Eric Engstrom, Deborah Stein, Marty Stockton, Desiree Williams-Raji, among others, along with our brilliant community partners, has been one of the most satisfying experiences of my tenure at the city so far. I can actually say I know planners. I like planners. I have lunches and coffees with planners. Because I want to, and I miss them when I don't see them. This has led to further collaboration. BPS and ONI staff have been working together to develop aspects of the community involvement strategy for the comp plan update, and the Portland Plan is making our commission form of government work better, which is an experience reflected for me in our partnership with BPS on the Portland Plan. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ms. Director. Next three. Director Mike Abati, Bureau of Parks, Jane Bacheri from the Bureau of Environmental Services, Director Tom Miller from the Bureau of Transportation, and Director Tracy Manning from the Bureau of Housing. Director Abati.
Mr. Mayor, members of council, I'm Mike Abate, Director of Portland Parks and Recreation, and we're absolutely pleased to support the Portland Plan. Recognize this is the culmination of a tremendous amount of work, and we appreciate the attention paid in the document to the important role that parks plays in keeping people healthy, active, and engaged in the community, creating places that enhance livability, spur business growth, and attract skilled workers, and provide programs that enrich our youth, all within an approach that promotes equity across the entire system. Again, we thank Director Anderson and staff at Bureau of Planning and Sustainability for their excellent work with Parks and Recreation. Also like to recognize on our staff, Brett Horner, who has carried the load for our Bureau. The Portland Plan aligns well with Parks goals and initiatives. Our Parks 2020 vision, our Bureau strategic plan, and the Park System Plan dovetail with the Portland Plan in many areas. In the strategy of thriving educated youth through sun schools and other recreation programs and facilities, Parks contributes to several of the 10 objectives, including success at each stage of growth, healthy neighborhoods, strong systems and partnerships, wellness, and lifelong learning. In the strategy of economic prosperity and affordability, park facilities and programs contribute to neighborhood business vitality, growing the number of jobs, 2,000 to 3,000 youth and seasonal jobs every year. And in the strategy of healthy connected city, our parks, trails, natural areas, and recreation programs touch almost all of the 11 objectives, including complete neighborhoods, recognizing the importance of having parks within a half mile of all our residents, active transportation, walking, biking, skating, and other modes of movement that happens going to and in our parks, parks and nature in the city, the importance of access to nature in the well-being of our community, watershed health, the value of trees and nature in the urban fabric, quality public infrastructure, our parks are part of the community's infrastructure, and healthier Portland. In fact, our mission statement is Healthy Parks, Healthy Portland. So Parks looks forward to implementing the Portland Plan, playing an integral role in having many of the goals achieved, and we'll work closely with BPS and partners to see that Portland becomes even a healthier, more connected city, to see that the plan lives on and is reflected in the comprehensive plan, and to make progress on equity, prosperity, health, and youth outcomes. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Director. Hi.
Mr. Mayor, City Council members, my name is Jane Bicari. I'm the Watershed Services Manager at the Bureau of Environmental Services. On behalf of Director Dean Marriott and the Bureau of Environmental Services, I'd like to thank you for the opportunity to provide testimony on the Portland Plan this evening. Overall, the plan is very commendable in its focus on equity, watershed health, and public health. We appreciate the integration of watershed health goals, those being hydrology, water quality, habitat, and biological communities throughout the plan. This is an important step forward, not just for BES, but also for city operations and Portlanders in general. The recommended plan improves on previous drafts by further highlighting the importance of basic services for public health and safety and the long-term well-being of all Portlanders. The plan makes an important recognition that one size does not fit all. At Environmental Services, our work is driven by the awareness that each of our watersheds has different assets and different challenges, and that stormwater is handled in different ways in different parts of the city. As the city begins the comprehensive plan update, this understanding provides a critical foundation for decisions about where to focus growth and how to serve it. We especially appreciate that the plan calls for finding cost-effective ways to provide basic services, things like safe walkways, stormwater management, and parks, in underserved parts of the city and areas that were annexed over the past few decades, such as East Portland. With respect to economic prosperity and affordability, we appreciate that the plan recognizes the link between a healthy environment and a healthy economy. The plan calls for Portland to have an urban setting that fosters creativity and invention, including an emphasis on innovative public projects that integrate green infrastructure, active transportation, and parks investments. Portland's focus on sustainability gives it an economic advantage over peer cities. In Environmental Services, we see real-life examples of this. For example, at least 5 companies were recently created, have specialized, or relocated to Portland as a result of the EcoRoof incentive program that we have at BES. They then partnered with existing landscaping design and roofing companies to build expertise in sustainable stormwater management. The Portland Plan also calls attention to the need for land to accommodate anticipated job growth. To do this, Environmental Services supports making better use of existing industrial land through site consolidation and remediation of brownfields. Environmental Services strongly supports the policies and actions included in the Healthy Connected City Strategy, We committed to City Greenways concept, which calls for integrating planning and investments in green infrastructure and active transportation. Actions under this strategy will encourage increased walking and biking, which will improve public health while also reducing pollutants in our rivers and waterways. Green infrastructure for stormwater management provides cost-effective alternatives to pipes and can also be designed to improve safety for bicyclists and pedestrians. In conclusion, Environmental Services appreciates the opportunity to participate in developing the Portland plant, and we look forward to seeing the results of this work being incorporated into the upcoming update to the comprehensive plan. Thank you.
Thank you. Director Miller.
Good evening. Tom Miller, Director of the Bureau of Transportation. Mayor, Council, thank you for the opportunity to express the Bureau's support for this important effort. I want to say thank you and congratulations to Susan Anderson, my colleague, to the entire BPS team, and most importantly, all of the citizens who have put countless hours into this important effort. Developing a plan for 25-year aspirations is no small task, and this is an amazing effort, and we're proud to be part of this collaborative effort. Now, Portland, of course, is a city famous for plans, but this is a different plan. As has been noted, this plan has the temerity to set aside traditional jurisdictional boundaries and say we want to focus on results, notwithstanding who's responsible for what. This is a different plan. This is an important effort to achieve goals that are essential to ensuring we can be who we want to be and where we want to be 25 years from now. Prosperity, education, health, and equity are the cornerstones of this plan. That's our shared vision as a community. Naturally, transportation figures prominently in each of those areas. With regard to prosperity, trade dependence is crucial to our economic prosperity and vitality. Freight is essential. Our ability to move freight effectively across the city and through the city is essential to our long-term economic prosperity. At the same time, active transportation, the ability to move as individuals, the ability to move by means other than single-occupant vehicle, saves money for individuals, saves money for households, and frees up space for freight to move effectively across the city. We play a key role in prosperity. With regard to education, increasingly we're asking students to travel across the city to meet their educational needs and goals. And we have an opportunity today with the Youth Pass, right? Today the city helps to contribute to students' ability to move safely and effectively across the city. We need to continue that effort. With regard to health, citizens need choice. Citizens need to be able to safely and viably travel in ways that are active, ways that advance their personal and public health. We need to do more of that. We do a good job now. This plan tells us that we need to be doing more of that. And finally, with regard to equity, every citizen, regardless of where he or she lives, deserves the opportunity to have a series of choices in how they travel across the city. So transportation, again, is at the heart of all four of these cornerstones. Finally, I want to note that the Portland plan rightly focuses on early actions. Every ambitious long-term plan requires momentum to complete its mission. And this plan appropriately focuses on early actions to sustain that momentum. Two quick points of note with regard to transportation. You recall a few years ago you adopted the Bicycle Master Plan, calling for us to create conditions where 1 in 4 trips in the city are made by bicycle. Today we're at about 1 in 17 trips. In the next few months we're going to bring a plan for your consideration that tells you our best efforts to create a 10% bicycle mode split outcome for the city. It's an opportunity to articulate our best ideas on how we can advance those long-term goals that are articulated in the Bike Master Plan in the broader context of the Portland Plan. And finally, I would note that the Portland Plan is really a roadmap to articulate how we become the place we want to be. And in order to be that place, we need to fund that change. We need to fund the transportation services that are so prominently called out in this plan. Today, unfortunately, we rely on an antiquated funding stream. We have very aggressive carbon reduction goals in this plan, a 50% carbon reduction goal in this plan. But today, we rely on carbon emissions to fund our plan. Right, gas tax revenue requires carbon emissions, and yet that remains our primary funding source today. That's the kind of change we need to reconcile in the next few years. When we make that change as a community, that will be a difficult change, but a necessary change. We can advance everything transportation-related that the Portland Plan aspires to create for this community. So on behalf of the Bureau of Transportation, we appreciate your support, and we urge you to support this plan.
Thank you. Director.
Thank you, sir. Tracy Manning, Director of the Portland Housing Bureau. Mayor, Council, thank you very much for having me here. The Portland Housing Bureau is pleased to share our commitment to the advancing the goals of the Portland Plan. We share the vision of the Portland Plan to increase economic prosperity and affordability for all Portlanders, and especially those with very low income or other barriers. A child, like, for instance, Sarah Ramirez, who has a stable and affordable home will be healthier and do better in school than one who has to move to afford rent or who falls through the safety net altogether. Already, the Portland Plan has informed our joint process with the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability and its commission to improve the city's tax exemption programs. We will use these and other tools to create and retain affordable homes for low-income people in fast-growing neighborhoods citywide. And the Portland Plan will frame our work going forward as it has integrated the values and actions of the Bureau's strategic plan. One specific example, the Housing Bureau is committed to equity and prepared to help lead the city by measuring who has access to our services and the economic opportunities we create, and holding ourselves accountable to narrowing equities where we find them and preventing future disparity. Also, as a direct result of the Portland Plan process, we are partnering with several of the agencies here tonight to create a housing strategy that will be guided by the values of the Portland Plan to create a healthy, connected city for all Portlanders to thrive. So thank you, Susan and Planning Council, for asking us to join you here today. We are excited to be part of what's next.
Thank you, Director. Thank you all. Next, Portland Plan, the Planning and Sustainability Commissioner, Gary Oxman, Kelly Hassanini with the Portland Business Alliance, Susie Lassend with the Port of Portland, and Brian Alfano, Vice President of Venture Portland Board and Growth Initiatives, Manager at Umpqua Bank. Hi, welcome, Mr. Oxman.
Thank you. I'm Dr. Gary Oxman. I'm the health officer with Multnomah County and also serve as city health officer, and in my spare time serve on the Planning and Sustainability Commission. And thank you for the opportunity to speak with you tonight and would like to offer a few comments on the Portland Plan from a public health perspective. First, I think the Portland Plan represents a real step forward in ensuring the long-term vitality of our city, the place that my family and I have called our home for the past 34 years. The plan has done something that I think is both quite difficult and quite creative. It's incorporated and gone beyond traditional structural or infrastructural planning methods. It's really a plan about how to make life better for the people of Portland using state-of-the-art urban design methods while respecting the integrity of our natural environment. In my agency's mission statement, Multnomah County Health Department, we've adopted the World Health Organization definition of health, which is a state of complete physical, mental, and social well-being, not merely the absence of disease or infirmity. Using this definition of health, I view the Portland Plan as a plan to achieve the long-term health for all people in the city of Portland, and I invite you to view the plan in the same way. The Portland Plan includes various evidence-based features that address physical health. The framework is found primarily in the Healthy Connected City section, or strategy, and it includes a variety of approaches to urban design, such as mass transit, human-powered transit, and the distribution of form of housing and commercial development that I think will have predictable positive effects on human health. The approaches encourage physical activity, which will in turn lead to decreases in overweight and obesity and the illnesses that are associated with those conditions. Those same features that we're building into our community will act in a preventive fashion as well, so we won't have the burdens of obesity and chronic disease associated with that. These same approaches will also decrease exposure to air pollution, resulting in improved physical health and quality of life. The Healthy Connected City approaches also contribute to mental and social well-being. Creating urban environments that encourage healthy human actions decreases stress, they allow for a sense of community, and create a space for important personal, cultural, and social interactions. All these contribute to an environment in which people are and feel empowered to succeed in life's important tasks, working, participating in the economy, pursuing an education, raising a family, and otherwise just enjoying life as we love to do here in Portland. The plan's explicit incorporation of environmental preservation And promotion of healthy contact with the natural environment is also a health-promoting strategy. Protecting our natural environment is an important end in itself, but the Healthy Connected City strategy really goes beyond this, and it recognizes the importance of human access to nature and promotes that access. Finally, from a public health perspective, the plan's emphasis on equity is critically important to the health and well-being of all community members. In recent years, there's been developing a rich public health research literature that points out the importance of equity. The absence of equity, racism, discrimination, have profound negative impacts on people's health, and not just on their social mental health, but also directly on their physical health. So some of the health disparities we see in our community can be attributable, at least in part, to discrimination. Although achieving equity for all of our community members will be challenging, it is a critical outcome for our community to achieve if we truly want to become a more healthy and productive community. In closing, I just want to acknowledge the contributions of the many people and organizations whose contact I've experienced on the Planning and Sustainability Commission, community organizations, community advocates, city bureaus and commissions, and last but not least, the staff of the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability. Together, these contributors have made for a very rich process and I think a very strong Portland plan. The input that we received in the Planning and Sustainability Commission was not always easy to hear, but it was, in the end, it was essential to developing a strong product. So again, I thank you for the opportunity to speak to you tonight.
Thank you. Hi.
Hi. Good evening, Mayor and Commissioners. My name is Kelly Hosseini, and I am here on behalf of the Portland Business Alliance to comment on the Portland plan. The Alliance and its members have spent hundreds of hours over the last several years participating in the development of the Portland plan. Since this plan will set the course for the City of Portland for the next 25 years and beyond, it is critically important that we ensure that the plan will improve our quality of life and that it can be successfully implemented. We appreciate the City's responsiveness to the comments the Alliance has made regarding the plan, and we are pleased to see that most of our recommendations have been incorporated into the plan. We thank the City for truly making this a planning process that is collaborative. The Alliance also thanks the City for establishing criteria for the plan's action items, which will prioritize the plan elements and ensure timely implementation over the next 25 years. We also appreciate the City's effort to address the plan in five-year increments in the City's annual budget process. This will provide a framework for policy and budget decisions to be made in the context of current issues. We look forward to working with you on that prioritization. The plan focuses on equity, and we applaud that focus. We support the goal of making sure that areas receive investment in a strategic way, both from a maintenance and an improvement perspective. But keep in mind that while it may be intuitive to focus on undeveloped areas or underdeveloped areas, it is also critical to maintain what you have already invested in to ensure those investments remain protected. We are pleased that the plan makes economic prosperity a cornerstone of its vision, and we very much support that focus. Recent economic studies show that the Portland metro region's wages and incomes are no longer keeping pace with our peer cities. This is a real concern, because without those private sector, good-paying jobs, we will not have the revenues available to pay for the essential services that make Portland the great place that it is, let alone pay for many of the action items that are called out in the Portland plan. The City must do everything it can in the near term to grow its economic base so that there are resources to fund the Portland plan. This means that the goal of creating jobs, retaining firms, supporting development, and fostering a favorable business environment must be integrated with and supported by the plan's other action items. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and to your members as well for all their contributions. Hi, welcome back.
Thank you. Mayor, Commissioner Susie Lawson with the Port of Portland. I'm here on behalf of Bill Wyatt, who's in Tokyo this week. We want to thank you for the opportunity to comment on the Portland plan as well as to collaborate with Bureau planning staff. They are extremely dedicated and sharp individuals, and we appreciate their energy in bringing this plan forward. We also appreciate the challenge of creating focus around the diverse interests in our city. And for that reason, I want to highlight two things that we said to the Planning and Sustainability Commission about the Portland Plan. One is hold firm on prioritizing elements of the plan. The current strategies are broad, and actual implementation of the 2035 objectives and the five-year action plan within each will be difficult without some sense of priority and relative timing of the actions. Prioritization, a funding strategy, and an approach to address conflicting actions will be key for successful implementation and tangible results in a time of constrained resources. And I can tell you from the Port of Portland's experience, we want to do all things that we can, and we just can't execute without some prioritization. So we really urge you to hang in there on that prioritization. The second point is that we believe that making economic prosperity and affordability the priority focus of the first 3 years of the five-year actions, set of actions. And while Portland ranks 23rd in population nationally, we rank 73rd in per capita income and 136th in employment per capita. And I know that Davis, Hibbets, and Midgall have recently reported as a result of their polling that the single most critical issue for government to undertake, according to the public, is job creation. So for this reason, the Port believes that the focus on job growth and investment first so that results of those efforts can help improve our resource outlook is critical. A focus on Portland's economic health is a critical first step will ultimately enable us to address more of the Portland Plan strategies. We urge Council to adopt the plan and consider the priorities and refinements that we've suggested. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Hi. Welcome back.
Good evening, and thank you, Mayor Adams and Commissioners. My name is Brian Alfano. I'm Vice President of Venture Portland, proud board member of South Portland Business Association, and newly with Clean Energy Works Oregon. Approximately 50 unique neighborhood business districts thrive in Portland. Since 1986, Venture Portland has supported these critical commercial corridors with training, technical assistance, and grant funding. In fact, over the last 15 years, Venture Portland invested nearly $1 million in business district growth, leveraging approximately $3 million in additional private investment in business districts. And in 2011, we provided 1,300 hours of training and technical assistance to leaders from emerging and established business districts across Portland. The Portland Plan's focus on neighborhood business vitality is critical. Portland's neighborhood business districts represent a majority of the city's businesses, approximately 16,000. These districts also employ Portlanders, making up almost half the city's jobs. While serving the diverse communities that surround them, Portland's neighborhood business districts also meet regional, national, and international demand for goods and services. For more than 25 years, Venture Portland has helped improve economic opportunity and neighborhood vitality throughout Portland by building business district organizational capacity and fostering partnerships for economic development. This community-driven economic development approach has resulted in significant success. Over the last 2 years, Portland's business district saw an overall 46% increase in membership citywide and an overall increase in revenue by 130%, securing more than $750,000 in private investment in 2011. These outstanding results in a difficult economic environment drive business growth and help neighborhood business districts better connect to and compete in the regional economy. The reality of today's economy requires creativity and commitment to work together from business owners, residents, and community and government partners. Venture Portland has been a proud partner with the city, the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability, and PDC through the formation of the Portland Plan, and looks forward to continuing our work implementing this plan. Together, we are able to provide an outstanding continuum of services to the city's diverse neighborhood business districts. As you well know, healthy, connected neighborhood business districts create a healthy economy and ultimately a healthy city. Again, thank you for your support of neighborhood economic development strategies in the Portland Plan. I strongly urge you to adopt the Portland Plan and continue the city's focus on thriving commercial corridors and healthy, connected neighborhoods. Thank you.
Thank you all very much. Appreciate it. Next, Sonia Manhas, Multnomah County Health, Midge Purcell, Urban League, and Howard Commissioner Howard Shapiro from the Planning and Sustainability Commission. All right. Oh, okay.
Turn down it.
Hi. Welcome.
Thanks. Thank you, Mayor Adams and Commissioners. My name is Sonia Manhess, and I'm here on behalf of Multnomah County Health Department. Multnomah County Health Department is proud to be a lead partner with the city in developing the Portland Plan. The plan is a major milestone in our joint efforts to align urban planning with the vision, values, and goals of public health. We are pleased to see the plan includes many critical strategies to combat one of the most significant public health crises our community is facing, obesity and the rising tide of chronic diseases as a result. In Multnomah County, more than half of adults are overweight or obese and at risk for chronic conditions including diabetes, heart disease, and stroke. The costs of this, both in personal health and shared financial costs, are staggering. Statewide, the healthcare costs associated with obesity exceed $781 million. And the cost is even higher for communities of color and low-income communities who carry a larger burden of poor health outcomes. We can and must do better. For this reason, the Health Department helped develop the Portland Plan's equity framework and the Healthy Connected City strategy. We work together to weave health goals throughout the plan and ensure equity is built into the plan's core foundation. Our shared goals include greater access to full-service grocery stores and community gardens, to sidewalks, crosswalks, bike lanes, and parks. We are pleased that the Health Department was able to help find the funding and resources to bring more public health partners and community partners into this planning work through our 2010 CDC-funded Communities Putting Prevention to Work grant. Through this grant, we were able to support positions within the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability, as well as engage community partners like Oregon Public Health Institute and the Urban League of Portland to serve on work groups and as technical advisors. These connections across our many organizations will outlast any grant. In Portland, we can be proud that we are a national leader when it comes to the walkability and the bikeability of our city and in our local vibrant food movement. But we know that not everyone who lives here has access to these great features. So we want to thank the city in recognizing that more needs to be done to ensure all residents can meet their essential health needs and achieve their full potential. I particularly want to call out and thank city planners Michelle Kunick and Deborah Stein for their public health leadership and commitment to our partnership. We have much to do to put the Portland Plan into action, and your health department is prepared to bring our public health expertise and data to the table. Finally, as a mother raising two young daughters, I thank you for a vision of a city where my girls can grow up and grow old in a healthy, active, and fair Portland.
Well, I want to underscore my thanks to you and the health department and the county and the chair and the board for your absolute deep involvement in this, as the two largest general purpose local governments in Oregon. We couldn't have done it without you, so thank you very much.
Thank you.
Ms. Purcell.
Good evening, Mayor Adams, commissioners. My name is Midge Purcell, and I'm the Director of Advocacy and Public Policy for the Urban League of Portland and a member of the Equity Technical Advisory Group for the Portland Plan. I'm pleased to be here today in support of adoption of the Portland Plan. Today represents a culmination of a long journey for many people in the city who are committed to a vision of a city that works for the benefit of all, realizes the potential of everyone who lives in it, and once and for all works to eliminate racial disparities in employment, economic opportunity, housing, transportation, education, and poverty. I want to thank Mayor Adams and the folks at BPS for listening in arenas that were sometimes fraught, but for listening and hearing and presiding over a process where equity is at the center of the 25-year plan for Portland, and for believing that we should be known as the city both of sustainability and equity. The equity tag, which considered race and disability, identified ways to integrate an equity framework into all that the city does. Housing, transportation, water services, infrastructure, like sidewalks, are all equity issues. We must ensure that there are concrete action steps that can begin right now to improve outcomes in neighborhood livability, job readiness for new and emerging industries, measures to close the achievement gaps and boost graduation rates, and to provide a future of health and prosperity for the 48% and rising children of color who make up the student body in Portland public schools. These are the future of our city. The equity tag wanted to ensure that Portlanders understood the impact of past policies that resulted in displacement and instability for some communities. It's why there's an acknowledgement of gentrification in the plan, so that we can learn from our history and not be bound to repeat it as our city grows and invests in new communities. The equity tag supported concrete system changes that we felt were critical components to long-term change, such as data collection, reallocation of public resources to address disparities.